Proclamation number 3966 of 1st of February, 1947. Complete dissolution, God's work of love on the fallen. The eternal love mercifully inclines towards your creations which languish in deepest darkness and are heading towards ruin. And therefore it puts an end to the spiritual's stage of development in order to prevent a further decline and to create new opportunities for it to ascend. The greater the spiritual adversity, the more urgent God's help has become, and any other help than complete dissolution is unsuccessful in the face of the spiritual's complete resistance to God. And yet, the dissolution, the destruction of the great work of creation on earth, is an act of God's greatest mercy and love and, at the same time, a just compensation for people's evil actions, who leave the lost opportunity to mature completely and used and misused their will for actions of most blatant unkindness. The spiritual decline must be ended. A new phase of development must begin so that that which is still bound in solid matter can begin its ascent. For everything spiritual is close to God's heart, everything once came forth from Him and shall return to Him again, and His infinite love always endeavors to help it return to Himself. For the separation from Him cannot last forever, and what once fell away from Him will not find its way back to God by itself. Eternities can indeed pass, and these eternities consist of more or less long periods of development which always begin with spiritual highs and end with spiritual lows, because the latter is the reason for the end of such a period, and there is always a separation of the God-dedicated and the apostate spiritual at the end, so that the new period always begins with people who belong to God, thus are already highly developed spiritually. But people's free will causes them not to remain in this God-connected state and therefore allow ever greater distance to occur between themselves and God, and this also signifies descending development which takes on such proportions that God Himself puts an end to it when the spiritual low is reached, which necessitates the dissolution of matter as the bearer of the spiritual. And therefore the beginning of a redemption epoch will always signify a paradisiacal state, while the end is a time of most bitter adversity, hardship and spiritual darkness. And God's merciful love reigns over everything. Only the enlightened human being can understand the context, and it has also become his task to instruct his fellow human beings and to make the time of adversity understandable to them, so that they too shall only recognize God's love and turn towards it. For God wants to be recognized in His love, in His power and in His wisdom, because only the recognition of His essence awakens people's love for Him and spurs them on to strive towards Him. But in the end time it is difficult to muster understanding for spiritual instructions, and therefore God often approaches the individual person in a different way, in the form of great physical hardship which is intended to cause him to turn to Him of his own free will so that God can seize him and draw him to Himself. But where the physical adversity cannot achieve this, all help is excluded and the process of dissolution has to begin as soon as humanity is so distant from God that it is no longer able to recognize Him. For His merciful love will not let what once took its origin from Him approach complete ruin. And thus He creates new possibilities for upward development. He lets a new earth arise and enlivens it with creations of the most glorious kind. He creates a paradise on earth for His own, and He gives the still immature spiritual new forms to also help it to the former redemption. Amen.